John, you've been around for a lot of Stephen's milestones here. To see the kind of look on his face, you know, when that one, when you got that one,
Actually, I've seen two of the most celebrated second assists in the last week and a half, and I'm going to see for quite some time, you know, being a part of Bergeron's and now Stammers. But those are always, they're always tough moments because you know it's going to happen. You just don't know when. You don't know how. You don't know if it's going to be a clean play or not. But it was pretty evident when it happened, and pretty cool to see the guys right away jump over the bench and, you know, get acknowledged from there. I think the Philly crowd was a little confused in the beginning, but they gave him a nice hand. So I'm sure he's excited it's over with. It's an exciting time leading up to it, but it's good, you know, when you finally get it and you get to concentrate a little more on some hockey. So it was a proud moment for him, his family, and 1,000 points. Come on, that's a lot of points. Wow. It's impressive.
To know that having to, especially considering all these people with the injuries and such, what's make it even more meaningful?
Yeah, well, it's longevity, right? It's part of, I think, what marvels some of these players in this league. It's amazing you get, you know, 1,000 points, but you don't get 1,000 points playing 200 games. You got to play a lot of games to get that. And I think he just squeaked under the wire doing it in less than 1,000 games. But that kid's got some more milestones to come this year. And he's deserved it. I've had been very fortunate to have the front row seat for probably three quarters of those. And, you know, it's a proud moment for you as a coach to be a part of that. And you know how proud he feels. And that's quite a moment for him.
I saw you give him a hug there on the bench. Have you had a chance to really talk to him?
No. I mean, we talk all the time. So, but those are, it's like, you know, those are one of those things you don't talk about. You know, it's whether it's taboo or not to talk about a shutout with 10 minutes left, or, you know, or somebody's about to reach 1,000 points. You kind of leave it alone. And then after the fact, we get to circle back and talk about them and, you know, what are the top 5 points you remember and that, all those kind of things, but I'd never do it beforehand.
Just in regards to the game tonight, that second period you guys played had to be one of the best games you've played in any game this season.
We had a heck of a second period against Boston the other night, too. I mean, we didn't have the zone time we did tonight, but we were on it. I'm glad we scored that third one late. Because it would have been, not that I was thinking we needed another one, but to get that third one was a little bit of a burst of bubble, but it helped us to be rewarded for that kind of period, to get one late. So, you know, those are great building blocks for us. So you get to see a little bit of the recipe and watch a little video, and hopefully we can replicate that on Saturday against the Leafs.
It's a 9th straight power play. You know, Paul gets one tonight. What is working with that? Is it just, you know, the puck's going in the right places? Are the guys doing something better, different?
I think the big thing for me is we're winning faceoffs. And when you win faceoffs and you start with possession, the mojo starts kicking in. I think any time that we've struggled a bit, it's because, you know, puck gets it down the ice right away, and now you got to waste some energy breaking out. You win those face-offs, it helps your PP.
Good.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, everyone.
Let's just try to do it at the bus.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to... you're going to the bar room.